بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا وقائدنا ونبينا ورسولنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters in Islam, after the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I testify that there's no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And we're still on Thursday night trying to fix ourselves and fix our manners and fix the objective that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with within us, fixing ourselves, in which he says, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was sent by Allah azza wa jal to perfect and complete the perfect and the good manners. And one of the most important topics that we need to speak about and understand and really implement at the end of the day is the importance of neighbors in Islam and how should we be towards our neighbors. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that Jibreel constantly and regularly reminds me about the neighbor until I thought that the neighbor will inherit me after I die. So listen to me, and listen with me to what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says about the importance of neighbor. Alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that Jibreel will constantly remind me about the importance of neighbor, about the importance of the neighbor and the rights of the neighbor over me until I thought that the neighbor will inherit me. That the neighbor will inherit me after my death. And to the state that Jibreel will constantly speak to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam about the neighbor as like the neighbor is one of his members of his family. He speaks to him about the neighbors and the importance of the neighbors as like the neighbor is one of the family members. Because who inherits you at the end? When you die, it's only your family that have the rights to inherit you, to take the wealth that's left behind after your death. So Jibreel will constantly remind me about the neighbor until I thought that the neighbor will inherit me after my death. Subhanallah. So how important that neighbors is to us. This hadith itself, it's enough for us to understand how important it is to be kind and dutiful towards our neighbors. And when we talk about the neighbors, Akhwani, tonight, I want to clarify something. Because some of us have the understanding that when we talk about neighbors and the importance of neighbors and the duty towards the neighbors and being kind and responsible and respectable towards the neighbors is my Muslim neighbor. Well, you've understood wrong. Because sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us who are those neighbors that we must respect and be dutiful to. There are three kinds of neighbors. There are three types of neighbors. A neighbor who has one right over you, the neighbor that has the right of the neighborhood over you, is the non-Muslim neighbor. He has a right over you. That right is the right of being your neighbor. That means he has a right over you of you being kind and dutiful and respectable towards them. A neighbor that has two rights over you. A neighbor that has two rights over you. It's the neighbor who is a Muslim. A neighbor that's a Muslim. He has the rights of the neighborhood over you and he has the rights of Islam over you. And the third type of a neighbor is a neighbor that has three rights over you. A neighbor that has three rights over you. That neighbor that has three rights over you is that neighbor that is a Muslim and a cousin or a relative of yours. He has three rights. The right that he's got over you is the right of the neighborhood. And the second right that he's got over you is the right of being a Muslim. And the third right that he's got over you is the right of being a relative and a cousin of yours. And talking about relatives and cousins and kinship, inshallah, I've also learned a special lesson about that we'll speak about next week, inshallah. So when we talk about tonight about the neighbors, don't think we're only talking about your Muslim neighbor here. Nah. It's anyone. Muslim or non-Muslim. Islam teaches us all the respect to everyone. And that's why when a Jewish neighbor, they used to harm the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam by putting dirt in front of his house and putting garbage on the doorsteps of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam daily and regularly, for 3 days straight, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did not see no dirt on his doorsteps. Regularly, this Jewish neighbor will all the time put dirt and garbage on the doorsteps of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And for 3 days in a row, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not see that garbage or dirt on his doorsteps. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was amazed. So he said, maybe my neighbor is sick. Let me go and visit him. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and visited his Jewish harming neighbor that harms him every single day. So when he entered, he was really sick and ill. So the neighbor, the Jewish neighbor was surprised. Amazing. I harm this man every single day. And now he knows that I'm sick. He comes and visits me. What kind of a person is that? So he tells him, what made you come and visit me? What's the purpose of this visit? So sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I did not experience what I usually experienced the last 3 days. So I said to myself, you might be sick. So I came and visited you. So the man was so amazed. He said, does your religion teach you that? Does Islam teach you that? So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied in return, he teaches us even better than that. So what does Islam teach us? Islam teaches us even better than that. Not lower than that. Not worse than that. Not under that. But Islam teaches us even better than that. Better than someone throwing a garbage every single day on your doorsteps and then you go and visit him for the sake of Allah. You visit him because he's your neighbor. Islam teaches us even better than that. That's what Islam is. Islam is about manners. That's what Islam is. Islam is about respecting one another. That's what Islam is. Islam is accepting one another. And that's what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ I was sent to perfect and complete the kind and the righteous manners. مَا زَالُ جِبْرِيُّ صِينِي بِالْجَارِ حَتَّى ظَنَنْتُهَا أَنَّهُ سَيِرْثُنِي That Jibril will constantly remind me about the neighbor until I thought that my neighbor will inherit me. So whose neighbor are we talking about? A Muslim or a non-Muslim neighbor? They have the rights of the neighborhood over you because you're a Muslim that believes in a great man. His name is Muhammad that taught us the best and the greatest manners that a man could teach his people. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فلا يؤذي جاره. Whoever believes in Allah, whoever believes in Allah and the day of judgment, let them not harm their neighbors. Let them not harm their neighbors. If you believe in Allah and you believe in a day of judgment and you claim to be a believer, then you should never ever harm your neighbors or be harmful towards your neighbors. Another hadith, فَلْيُكْرِمْ جَارَهُ And let them be generous towards their neighbors. Because, akhwani, when you share early a war, if there's early a difference between you and someone a war, conflicts come up. Not like someone that you don't really regularly see. Your neighbor, you see them more than what you see your parents sometimes, if your parents do not live next door to you. So your neighbors are people you regularly see. And because you regularly see, you regularly contact and communicate with. And because you regularly contact and you communicate with, you gotta see something wrong one day. Or hear something wrong one day. Or they see something wrong from you one day. Or hear something wrong from you one day. That does not mean that you break your relationship between you and your neighbor. Same thing when you're married. No marriage on the surface of this earth had no conflict in it. When you're married, you have problems with your wife sometimes. Or your wife has problems with you. But this problem does not mean you end up in marriage. And you lose the rights between one another or be harmful towards one another. And that's the same thing with the neighbors. Neighbors is someone that you see regularly, contact regularly, you communicate regularly. It doesn't mean if you see something wrong one day or a problem occurs, you break a relationship between you and your neighbors. So neighbors, ya akhwani. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, and listen to me, akhwani. Listen to what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Wallahi la yu'man. Wallahi la yu'min. Wallahi la yu'min. By Allah, he's not a believer. By Allah, he is not a believer. And a third time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, insists and confirms by saying, by Allah, he is not a believer. Subhanallah, a prophet of Allah. Who is that person that he just made three promises that he's not a believer? Who is he? Subhanallah, maybe he's the hypocrite. Maybe he's someone that committed a major sin. Maybe someone did an evil thing. Oh, Prophet Allah, who is it? That he just made three promises that he is not a believer. By Allah, he is not a believer. By Allah, he is not a believer. By Allah, he is not a believer. Oh, Prophet of Allah, who? So, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ لَا يَأْمَنْ جَارَهُ بَوَائِقَ. Is that one that his neighbor is not free from his evil? Is that one that you harm? Is that one that harms his neighbors? Is that one that's evil to his neighbors? Wallahi la yu'min. Who are those ones that don't believe and have no belief? Three times he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is those ones who harm their neighbors. Is those ones who are evil towards their neighbors. Is those ones who do not give their neighbors rights. Is those ones who disrespect their neighbors. Subhanallah. How big is that? Very big in Islam. So neighbors and being dutiful and kind to the neighbors is something big. It's not as small as we think, but is much bigger than what we think. And when you talk about your neighbors, ikhwani, your neighbors everywhere. Your neighbors at your house is your neighbor. Your friend that sits next to you at school is your neighbor. Your colleague at work that sits next to you, he's your neighbor. The people next door to the mosque are your neighbors. So whatever you have a contact with, and there's someone next door to it, is your neighbor. So what's your duty towards them? To be a believer. What does a believer does? Respects their neighbor. Subhanallah, how far do my neighbors go? Up to seven neighbors. Up to seven neighbors. Your neighbors go up to seven units. Up to seven houses. That's who your neighbors are. So it's not just one, and then my next door neighbor, I don't harm him, but the one after him, if I want to harm him, I could. Islam does not say no. Up to seven neighbors, ya akhwani. Up to seven neighbors from every side. Seven this way, seven that way, seven from that way, seven this way. Some people might say seven all up. Allahu alam, seven from every direction. That's who your neighbors are. So it's not just the one right next door. The closer the neighbor is, the more you have duties and rights over them, and they have rights over you. Fayakhwani, that's your neighbors. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best example in his neighbors. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best example with his neighbors. To the state that even if his neighbors harm him, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam will not harm them back. And even if his neighbors forget him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not forget them. And even if their neighbors do not give the rights of the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet ﷺ will give them their rights. Don't forget the hadith that we said last week. Alayhi salatu wassalam said, La takunu imma'a. La takunu imma'a. Do not become followers of the evil. Do not become followers of the evil. تقول إن أحسن الناس أحسننا وإن أساءوا أسأنا. You say that if people become good, we become good. And if people become bad, we become bad. And that's a mentality that we have. And that's a mentality that's bred in our minds. And that's a mentality that we teach our kids. If it's good to you, good. If it's bad, you're bad. What kind of a mentality is that? That's not Islam. That's not the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. That's not manners. And that's not a way to paradise. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't become like that. We are taught like that. Even by our parents, they teach us to become like that. Even smile to whoever smiles to you. And then smile to whoever doesn't smile to you. Give salam to whoever gives salam to you. And if it doesn't give salam to you, turn your back away from them. Visit whoever visits you. And whoever doesn't visit you, don't visit them. That's an imma'ah that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade us to become. Then become an imma'ah. You say, if people become good, we are good. And people are bad, we are bad. But say, if people become good, we are good. And if people become bad, we do not become bad. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. That's the teachings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's our way to the paradise. So alayhi salatu wasalam was the best example to his neighbors. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was the best kind, generous man to his neighbors. And alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he mentioned the bad quality of a neighbor that cooks food and eats and fills up his tummy and sleeps that night, filled up his tummy where his neighbor's hungry. Shame on a person like that. Shame. And he says, if your neighbor smells the smell of his food, give him some. That's why alayhi salatu wasalam told the females, because the females are the most who are in contact with their neighbors. The females, the wives, the housewives, the housewomen are the most people all the time in contact with the neighbors. Alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, do not disgrace the smallest thing that you give to your neighbor. Do not disgrace the smallest thing that you give your neighbor, even if it's a small piece of a sheep. Do not disgrace. Give them. Be generous to your neighbors. Be kind to your neighbors. Be as the Prophet ﷺ was to his neighbors. Do not disgrace even the smallest thing they give to your neighbors. And some of the scholars say, وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ where Allah Azza wa Jal promised hellfire for those ones who forbid and do not give the ma'un are those simple things that your neighbors ask from you. Could you give us a piece of bread? Or could we give us, wallahi, a pot that we could use? The simple things that, wallah, sometimes your neighbor might ask you, can I use the shovel? Can I use this? Can I use that? Can I, wallah, plug in something for me to use an electrical equipment? Simple things that you don't even pay for. Or you might even not lose anything for. Allah Azza wa Jal described hellfire for those people that do not give those things. We have to be generous towards one another. And we have to be kind towards one another. And we have to be nice towards one another. And we have to be respectable towards one another. And we have to be helpful towards one another. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was. And as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us. And as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed us. This is the path of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. Harming your neighbors, ya ikhwan, it's an evil. It's an evil that leads to evil, that leads to the hellfire. And harming your neighbors could be in any way. In any way, it doesn't mean harming your neighbors. Wallahi, I mind my own business at home. And I scream however I scream at home. And my neighbor can't sleep because I'm screaming. Doesn't matter. Harming your neighbors in the smallest thing. In the smallest thing. Could be even by noise that you make. Could be even by noise. You scream, you loud, so on. And you know your neighbors can't sleep because of that screaming. Or you put where the Quran or even music loud. And you can't let your neighbors want to sleep because of that. Don't say, well, even because some people say it's Quran, who cares? Even if it's a Quran, you can't distract people by the Quran. You listen to it, but you don't have to force others to listen to it. Or scream, or shout, or even do whatever you want to do in your own house by harming your neighbors in any other way, thinking, well, it doesn't matter. No, it matters. It matters. It matters, and it matters a lot. For ikhwani, the neighbors, let's all respect our neighbors and be comfort to our neighbors and the neighbors of the mosque. Command the neighbors of the mosque. Respect them. And a lot of the things sometimes we do disrespect the neighbors by screaming in front of the mosque, speaking out loud, and the neighbors opposite to the mosque can't sleep, even if it's at the mosque. Or parking your cars in a place that you hurt your neighbor with. He comes probably back from work late and he wants to park his car somewhere. You've got your house far away from the mosque. You could park it any time. But you've taken his parking. That's harming your neighbors. The smallest things, Ikhwani. The smallest thing that harms your neighbor, it's haram. It's haram, Ikhwani. For Ikhwani, let's all be from those believers that the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever believes in Allah and His Day and the Day of Judgment, be generous to your neighbor. Be generous to your neighbor. Say, Ikhwan, let's all be generous to our neighbors and respect our neighbors. And as I said, our neighbors is anyone. And that non-Muslim neighbor, what makes you know? Because of your good behavior, because of your good generosity, because of your good manners, this non-Muslim neighbor becomes a Muslim. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla will give you the rewards of this non-Muslim neighbor. How many people entered Islam because of their neighbors? How many people entered Islam because of the generosity of a Muslim to a non-Muslim neighbor? Because of the manners of a Muslim towards his non-Muslim neighbor? For Ikhwani, we're a du'at. We are preachers that preach Islam. We are people that people look at us and say, that's what true Islam is. And that's how we have to be. We have to be with our manners, with our akhlaq, with our morals, with our ethics, with our actions, with our behavior. We attract people to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. How many stories were heard of a non-Muslim neighbor became a Muslim because of the good manners and the generosity of his Muslim neighbor? How many have heard that? Let's become one of them. Let's become one of them. Wallahi, Ikhwan, it's not hard. All you need to show your next door neighbor that you're a good Muslim and behaves a good Muslim, and you find them going into the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal afwaja, coming into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in groups. For Ikhwan, let's all lead by an example and respect one another and respect our neighbors. And inshallah, we'll speak next week about the kinship, about the rasilat al-rahim. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that Allah Azza wa Jal, when he created the rahim, he created the kinship and the relatives. He put it in between the heavens and the arsh. And he said, whoever is attached to you, I'm attached to them. Or is linked to you, I'm linked to them. And whoever is detached to you, I'm detached from them. For Ikhwan, inshaAllah, we'll speak about Silat al-Rahim next Thursday. Allahumma ja'alna min alladheen yastami'una al-qawl fayattabi'una ahsana. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. May Allah reward you all for listening.